with a face only a mother can love. Like an elephant in the sea, not above. And they eat and they eat and they eat 8 hours a day. And they swim and they swim and they swim through warm water waves. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save the Florida manatee. This gentle giant scares the fish, she's away. 1,000 pounds looks scary, but be not afraid. Cause they eat and they eat and they eat, but only the greens. And they swim and they swim and they swim in warm water seas. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save the Florida. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save the Florida manatee. A sea cow, a sea cow, a sea cow, save the Florida manatee.
There's Joni Leeds from her What a Zoo release with her Sea Cow song. Before the break, you heard Fire Dog from their Endangered Species Project release. Hugh the Manatee was Magpie. This is the Children's Hour. We're learning about manatees with the Clearwater Marine Aquarium's lead educator, Andrea Herman. The kids have a lot of questions.
Are manatees related to walruses?
This is one of my favorite questions personally, because looking at them, that's exactly what you'd expect. But manatees are kind of weird. They are not related to any other marine mammal except for their cousin, the dugong.
The what?
The dugong. That is a very funny animal name, but they are native to areas around Australia. There is a Pokemon named after them as well, but they are all considered Sirenia or sirens. And they're actually not related to any other marine mammals, so dolphins, whales, walruses, seals, otters, they're not related to any of them. The two closest cousins to manatees are hyraxes and elephants.
Wow, elephants.
Elephants. And if you think about it, it does kind of make sense. They have very similar skin. They both have prehensile facial structures, so elephants have that prehensile trunk, and manatees' upper lip is prehensile, or it means it can move around on its own to hold on to things. So they use it to hold on mostly to food. They also have the same number of toenails, and they both have munching molars, or they have teeth that start in the back like our molars, and they're constantly moving forward because they're wearing down their teeth from chewing on grass.
Wow. That's a lot to take in there. Now, it makes me wonder, are manatees megafauna, like from the time in Earth's history, not too long ago when we had these gigantic mammals, like huge sloths and mastodons, are they from that era?
I don't believe so. I don't know exactly off the top of my head. In today's definition of like megafauna versus microfauna, they would fall into megafauna just because they are really big. And they're something that people can tend to picture more frequently when they think about animals. And they did have a cousin who is unfortunately extinct that was called Steller's sea cow. And this animal was massive. Unfortunately, it wasn't very long after they had been discovered that they did go extinct, and that was due to overfishing. But these animals had a lot of blubber and fat, very similar to like cold water whales. And so it was very helpful for like oil lamps and heating sources. And they were actually found in the Bering Strait, which is between Alaska and Russia.
And remember, we're talking manatees that cousins, and manatees have to have the warm water.
Yep. They were really weird. They were very specialized because every other species of sirens have to be in warmer waters.
I know manatees are mammals, so do they lay eggs?
There is only one mammal that does lay eggs, and that is the platypus. One of the identifiers of a manatee, typically, is going to be that they give live birth. So just like people, these manatees are going to be born all alive and ready to go.
How many babies does a mama manatee have at once?
Typically, it's one. In some rare cases, there are twins. So you'll see two little babies following around with her.
Oh. And of course, they're mammals, so they nurse their babies?
Yep. So they do produce milk, and the babies nurse right underneath their armpit of their flippers. So they have one on each side. So typically with twins, you'll see them kind of nursing at the same time. But with the one calf, they'll switch.
Do manatees have little families? Like, how long does the baby stay with the mom? And is there a pod like whales where there's a whole bunch of moms? Or is it a little manatee mom and dad?
Unfortunately, once mating happens, dad's out of the picture. And you see this a lot in nature. There is parental care, though. So manatees do spend a few years with mom. Typically, it's about 4 to 5 years, I think. They're typically about 5 feet long when they leave mom. So you can also kind of judge on size.
And then they're not social? They're not in little groups?
Typically, unless it is when they're all kind of piling up in those warm areas or it's a mating herd, they are typically fairly antisocial. They're typically by themselves. Occasionally you might see a couple traveling around together, but that's pretty rare. So it's usually just, if it's a mom calf, it's just the mom and calf traveling together.
That's Andrea Herman from the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. She's the lead educator. There's a lot more to learn about manatees, including the conservation efforts that are being done to help save them from extinction. But listen to this. That's a mommy and baby manatee talking underwater, recorded with a hydrophone. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We have so much more coming up. You can find a learning guide for this episode. Go to childrenshour.org and look for manatees. And that learning guide meets education standards nationwide, so our podcasts can be used in classrooms. In the meantime, we've got lots more about manatees coming right up.
Searching for a manatee.
Searching for a manatee.
Searching for a manatee.
Searching for a manatee.
Searching for a manatee here on Manatee Bay. We climbed up a tree.
We climbed up a tree.
Searching for a manatee.
Searching for a manatee.
Came across a monkey.
Came across a monkey.
And this is what he told me.
This is what he told me. If you're searching for a manatee, this is the only way. You must swing your arms like a monkey.
Here on Manatee Bay. We went to the beach.
We went to the beach.
Searching for a manatee.
Searching for a manatee.
Came across a turtle.
Came across a turtle.
And this is what he told me.
This is what he told me. If you're searching for a manatee, this is the only way. You must groove like a turtle.
Here on Manatee Bay. We jumped in the ocean.
We jumped in the ocean.
Searching for a manatee.
Searching for a manatee.
We came across a stingray.
Came across a stingray.
And this is what he told me.
This is what he told me. It must wobble like a stingray.
Here on Manatee Bay.
Do the stingray. Do the stingray. Do the turtle. Oh yeah, the turtle. Do the monkey.
We're dancing kind of silly.
We're dancing kind of silly.
We're searching for the manatee.
Searching for the manatee.
Out came the manatee.
Out came the manatee.
And started dancing with me. Now I'm dancing with the manatee. On this hot sunny day, I can't believe my luck. Here on Manatee Bay. Hey, 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 hey.
frustrated.
Hey, I'm an expert in manatees. Is it okay if I take the next verse?
Yes.
The manatee should not be eating a pickle or a bagel or a donut or a bag of chips. He should eat some algae or rats.
The manatee wants a pickle right now. Pickle would be delicious for the manatee. Yeah, the manatee wants a pickle.
That's Perry Grip with his Manatee Demanding a Pickle song, and Manatee Bay before that from Splash and Boots. That's the title track of their Manatee Bay release. We're doing a show about manatees today. We have a learn-along guide posted at childrenshour.org. We have a lot more questions from the kids on our crew. Let's go to Thaniel.
You talked a little bit about manatee behaviors earlier. So how smart do you think manatees are?
So unfortunately with animals, we don't have an exact way to test intelligence. It's kind of like comparing different people with different learning abilities. And it's not something that we are able to do with science currently. A lot of people think that if an animal is trainable, it is intelligent, and manatees are very food motivated, so they are trainable. So you can train them to do specific husbandry behaviors if they are living in human care for a long period of time. And husbandry behaviors are those that help with their care. So it helps make doing like vet appointments easier, and it helps them kind of take part in how they're taken care of.
Do manatees live all over the world?
So with all Sirenia, or kind of all of the different like overall groups, they're found in North and South America, they're found in parts of Africa, and they're found around Australia. The extant or the currently existing species of manatees are not going to be found anywhere where there's really cold water. So typically they're going to be nice and around the equator.
When did manatees evolve, and what were some of their ancestors?
I know it was a few million years ago, and their shared ancestor, I don't know off the top of my head, unfortunately, but it was the shared ancestor between sirens and elephants. It's where they were back on land, where they start to branch off into elephants being land animals, and then your sirens, and the sirens break down into your dugongs, which included Stellar Sea Cow, and then your manatees, which include the West Indian manatee, which is the Florida manatee, your Amazonian manatees, which are found in the Amazon River, and your West African manatees, which are found throughout Africa.
Are manatees friendly? Like, if I was swimming in these nice warm waters around Florida, and I just was so lucky and I swam right next to a manatee, could I like pet it? Are they friendly?
That is a great question. So are manatees friendly? Could you pet one if you found one? Manatees are very curious. So they do kind of tend towards like a friendly disposition if you were to put human terms to it. But there's a couple of reasons why you don't want to try to touch one. The biggest reason is because they are protected by a lot of laws that say that's illegal. So there's a lot of fines, there could be jail time, it's not worth it. but they do tend to be pretty friendly. But if you do spook a manatee, because they're not expecting you or anything like that, you can get really, really hurt. These animals are massive. So it could lead to you getting kind of rolled into, you could get hit by their tail, and that's the no-no zone. That is where the most strength in a manatee comes from, and that is the area when any of us are rescuing manatees that you want to avoid.
Okay, so don't pet the manatees is the advice we're getting from Andrea Herman, who is the senior team leader of the education department at the Clearwater Marina Aquarium. They specialize in saving manatees. You're listening to the Children's Hour. This episode comes with a learning guide. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode title, Manatees.
From time to time, I dream that I'm a manatee, undulating underneath the sea. unshackled by the chains of idle vanity. A modest manatee, that's me. I look just like a chubby brown bananatee as I nose along the cozy ocean floor. Immune from human folly and inanity, that's why a manatee is such a happy herbivore. I'm a manatee, I'm a manatee. I'm every bit as wrinkled as my granity. No difference between my face and vanity. A noble manatee, that's me. With the dietary habits of a manatee, I never fail to lick my platter clean. I sprinkle seaweed on my raisin branity, the perfect manatee cuisine. With my wit, sophistication, and urbanity, I dignify my watery domain. No one near will ever hear me use profanity, because a manatee has his image to maintain. I'm a manatee, I'm a manatee. I keep my reputation spick and spanity. No difference between my face and vanity. A stately manatee, that's me. Encumbered by my lumbering giganity, I'm thought to be an ocean-going brute, the least appealing creature on the planety. But to a manatee, I'm cute. I prefer my world of silence and of sanity, but my underwater friends don't all agree. For whenever I am dreaming, I'm a manatee. Somewhere a manatee is dreaming that he's me. I'm a manatee, I'm a manatee. Outside the fold of boring old humanity, no difference between my face and vanity. I'm a roly-poly, jelly-roly, sugar-bully, heart and soul humanity. That's a me.
I'm a manatee is John Lithgow from Sunny Side of the Street. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Today we're talking about manatees. We've made a learning guide for this episode, which you can find at childrenshour.org. You can also see pictures of manatees, pictures of baby manatees, and what manatees look like from above the water.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is making weekly learning guides for every episode thanks to the support of the Albuquerque Community Foundation. You can support this effort too. Go to childrenshour.org and click donate and find our learning guides under our podcast menu. Many thanks to the Outpost Performance Space for hosting the Children's Hour. Support for the Children's Hour provided by New Mexico Arts, a division of the New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs, and by the National Endowment for the Arts. Support for the Children's Hour provided by the City of Albuquerque Cultural Services Department and the Urban Enhancement Trust Fund.
I like all of the podcasts because they help me learn a lot. I'm Brooklyn Elder from Albuquerque.
Find hundreds of educational podcasts at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Look for the Children's Hour.